Now, today, September 10th, is World Suicide Prevention Day. It's held every year on September 10th around the world, raising global awareness that suicide can be prevented. Joining me now on the line is Heidi Shanahan, Branch Director of Newbridge Samaritans. Heidi, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks for having us today.
And I think it's such an important conversation to have, especially for a World Suicide Prevention Day. Talking about suicide, there can still be a lot of stigma around it, even though I think we have come really far about talking about mental health and just being more open about how we're feeling. But are you finding, especially working at Newbridge Samaritans, that more people are coming out and being honest with their feelings?
I think people are starting to realise that there's not so much a stigma attached to it and that we can say we're struggling, that we are using that word that everybody hates, suicidal. Unfortunately, in Kildare, we have the highest rate on the national average of suicide, self-harm and suicidal ideation. We're a young county. We have a lot of young people. And, you know, they're a high-risk group. Since COVID, things have changed. We've seen a lot of after-effects of COVID. Social anxiety. People aren't mixing. They've lost their friend groups. They're just not talking. Life has got hectic. They're on social media. They're on their phones. We're forgetting how to have a conversation and check in with somebody.
Yeah, and it is quite a stark, I suppose, figure that Kildare has the highest suicide rate in the country. You mentioned there the young people. Would they be the biggest cohort of people who are struggling, or is it even across the board with the different ages?
Yes, they're struggling, but even now, people in their 30s, because of expensive rents, mortgages, cost of living, they're stuck at home with their parents. They're working, but they've nothing to show. They feel that they're stuck. There's no future. And they just get in that dark hole. They don't socialise and, you know, their thoughts just come in on them. So we just need to talk to people. You can help somebody, check in on people, meet up with people, have a cup of tea. Check in and see how they're feeling. Don't be afraid to ask people how they're feeling. And we're very good in Ireland saying, I'm fine, I'm grand. But sometimes we just have to open up that conversation just a little bit more. And, you know, you can stop suicidal thoughts or actions in somebody just by getting their attention, chatting to them, showing that you genuinely care about them. And, you know, we're all rushing, we're all doing things, but just take time out, check in with those people.
I suppose it's, you know, you mentioned there that it almost maybe snaps them out of a real dark pathway that they're going through. I suppose, and you mentioned there, we have a really good habit of just being like, oh no, I'm fine, I'm grand. But, you know, there's also maybe a bit of a fear that someone says, I don't want to overstep, I don't want to cross any boundaries with someone by, you know, asking them more questions about how they're really feeling.
But
it seems to be more of an apprehension that when you actually do it, it's not really any negative consequences to it.
No, because, you know, sometimes people have those thoughts and they don't know who they can talk to. So by opening up that conversation, they feel safe and they won't be judged. And there is help and support there for them. And, you know, even if it's a total stranger and you just want to chat about the weather or anything at all, just to show that you have a few minutes just to interact with somebody.
And for people who are listening and they're thinking that they are struggling, they know that they are struggling, but they have yet to really say it to anyone. Is it still that fear of stigma and saying the word, you know, I'm having suicidal thoughts, or, you know, suicide is crossing my mind? Is that one of the barriers people are thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this?
Yeah, I mean, I think they don't want to worry their family or friends. When they ring us, you know, they know the phone, the call is confidential, but they're not going to be judged. And we will ask them, you know, are you having suicidal thoughts or whatever? And once you open that door to them, you know, they will be honest. And we just support them emotionally, explore their options. There are support places out there. Even for people at home, a lot of people don't have friends anymore, like social. It's to try and get the community involved and get things going again for people.
Mm.
That they can meet up, have that chat, and just take them away from that isolation and those thoughts.
Mm. And I suppose kind of looking out for maybe some of the signs for people, if they have a loved one, a family member, a friend, even maybe just a co-worker or someone that they know, and they're thinking, oh, I, you know, they're displaying some signs, or I'm just feeling a bit unsure about how they're doing, what kind of would be the best way to recognise them?
Just to, you know, sit down if you can and have a cup of tea or a drink and just have a chat with them and explore how they're feeling, how they're coping, without it getting too heavy. And just showing that you care and that that person feels safe talking to you. They're not going to be judged. And, you know, we can all give those few minutes every day, and we're all guilty of saying, oh, I meant to check in with so-and-so and I haven't got round to it. So if you can just set aside that 5 or 10 minutes just to check in with family, friends, somebody that's withdrawn a bit, you haven't seen them. And sometimes that person can be the person that's the life and soul of the party, and they're putting on a front to cover those thoughts.
And this is, you know, World Suicide Prevention Day. Samaritans are saying that there is someone there at the other end of the line for someone who wants to reach out for support. For anyone, what are the best way to reach Samaritans, maybe avail of their services, again, for World Suicide Prevention Day, but just for any day of the year?
Yeah, we have a free phone, and it's 116-123. There are listeners available 24/7. You can also email us at joe@samaritans.org. And even if you're not suicidal, if you're worried about finances, family, health, isolation, loneliness, you just want to talk to somebody, please, we're there to listen and support you. So don't be afraid to pick up that phone and give us a ring.
Heidi, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning to talk about something so important. But unfortunately, there is still a bit of stigma around it. Again, it comes as today is World Suicide Prevention Day, September 10th. It's held every year around the world, raising global awareness that suicide can be prevented. That was Heidi Shanahan, Branch Director of Newbridge Samaritans. As Heidi was saying, you can call them free day or night on 116-123 or visit samaritans.org. There are also other helplines as well. There is Pieta, which can be contacted on 1-800-247-247 or text the word HELP to 51444. And there is also Spun Out. They have their Text About It service, which you can WhatsApp or free text to 086-1800-280. And in an emergency, you can always call 999 or 112 for immediate support. But thanks to Heidi Shanahan, Branch Director of Newbridge Samaritans, for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. Again, we'll have that interview up later on in the day on the KFM radio website as well as the KFM Spotify. If you want any of those helplines passed down to you, just let us know here on 0833 97 97 97, or call us on 045 898 999, and we can of course pass those details on.